scientists can use remote sensing drones and satellite images to determine where there's permafrost on tundra and how deep it is. But it was much harder to monitor permafrost in areas covered by vegetation remotely until researchers discovered this new method. Here's lead author Veronica Derper.
Our approach uses the vegetation to get information off the ground.
In the past, scientists had to shove a steel stick into the earth to measure permafrost thickness beneath vegetation. That method was time and labor intensive. Researchers decided to find an easier way.
We thought, like, okay, let's use this vegetation information that we can see from above with our nice images from the satellites.
Researchers determined which colors of vegetation in satellite images correlated with areas where scientists had found permafrost using manual techniques. Then they tried to use the color in the satellite images to predict where there was permafrost.
And we actually could do it. It was really nice.
The new technique will allow scientists to assess whether there is permafrost beneath large swaths of land quickly in areas covered by vegetation. For KUAC, I'm Mary Auld.